Okay. Okay, so continuing on with Melechus Tofer v'Korea. So we discussed last week there were different opinions about using pins, whether pins were a problem or not. And we had the sheet of the Korban Nesanel, who was Machmir, and then others were Makel, the Shoil and the Ginas Varadim was Makel. Do we say that it's too far dissimilar to regular Tfira? The regular Tfira is sewing with a thread, and then the Tolda is using glue. Mm-hmm. So does this fit in or not? The Machat. So there's a Mishnayis in Shabbos about what's the halacha. The halacha is that on Shabbos, as I always say, the worst definition of hotzah on Shabbos is carrying. I always say this, right? Because people think, oh, so I just put it on my lapel, put something on, I put the key here, even though it's not doing anything, oh, I'm not carrying. So the people violate many surim with this false interpretation. So the Mishnah says, "Bame isha yotza, bame ina yotza." So different. So we're not going to read the whole thing, but so the last two lines, "Mamachach ina nekuva." See, you have like this, "Mamachach nekuva." So that's a pin that you sew with. It's nekuva. It has the hole in that you put the thread. But, so what's a machat chain in a kuva? That's just for a tachshit. It's just an ornament. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that a person obviously could wear clothing on Shabbos. That's malbush, right? Tachshitin is also should also be mutter, but chazal asa tachshitin. Why? Why did chazal asa tachshitin? Because they're afraid that they're going to take it off to show somebody the tachshit. So how come we're makel? So the post can be shown them right. We're makel because we assume that we don't have a rishus harabim b'zman hazeh, and therefore we're makel on tachshit.
What's a rishus harabim d'oraisa? Is it a marketplace?
Rishus harabim d'oraisa is a machlokes, basically. One sheet of Rishonim holds that whenever you have a thoroughfare that's Tezayin Amma.
Why?
So that's a Rishus Rabin Daraisa.
Is there a motion of this Broadway?
Well, go slowly. And the other Shita is that you need not only Tezayin Amma, you need Shishim Rebo in addition to the Tezayin Amma. So the Tezayin Amma, that's the Mohammed Dikashita. Because all you need is Tezayin Amma, and you have. So that's why I don't carry in any Erev, in any community that's a public community. Obviously, it's going to have streets of Tezayin Amma, which are Rishus Rabin Daraisa, according to all those Rishonim. So why should I get involved in the Shaila? When I go up to the mountains, so then I'll carry in certain places. But not in the city. In the city, there's no way. There's no Erev in the city, unless it's a backyard of somebody's, you know, that's not a problem. Whereas you can be in the biggest populated community in the world, but your backyard is not a Rishus HaRabim, because the Rishus HaRabim has to be a public thoroughfare. So your backyard is not, if you want to make a, you know, in your backyard or between two houses and where they park the cars, so that's not a, once you make an Erev on the sidewalk, that's already a shayla, because that already is part of the derechilu harabim. So basically, and Rav Aaron Kotler, you should know, so wanted that the psak in America should be the sheet of Tezayin Amma, and Rav Moshe was the makel. People think Rav Moshe was the machmir. Rav Moshe was the makel, and he said no, you need shishim. The minhag was always to be makel for the sheet that also requires Shishim Rebo. The problem is that today people want everything. They have the Tezayin Amma, they have the Shishim Rebo, and they still want their Erev. So that's the problem. But at least Bezman Chazal, they were makel and tachshitin because the Mishonim say they didn't. Mishonim always say ain lanu rishus rabim b'zman hazeh. The question is whether that still applies now, but okay.
My next question is, a tashkit,
is
a watch, a tie, what is
it? Yeah, so,
any utility for it than it's a tashkit?
Right, it's for looks, you know, a nice pin, face, something like that. So,
glasses without the, people have the glasses without glasses not for seeing.
Yeah, but when we get to the last malacha of Chatzah, I'll teach you the klolim of what you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. So, you know, like, can you wear that watch on Shabbos or not? You know,
pretty soon. I've known a child that asked from Leibert as a kid when I was learning with him to wear sunglasses on Shabbos. And I had a pair of them. At that time, it was the newest thing, the photograph, which has just been invented, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Surveyor, not.
Right.
So he was matter both of them.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a good example. Sometimes people, you know, they have a baby on Shabbos, or they have the thing from the hospital, and then they walk in the street. So that's a serious shayla of otzah, because that has no, you know, no, it's not a malbush, not even a tachshit. It's, what is it?
Is it chumrah more by men than by women? I think the world doesn't come with that, no?
Yeah. Okay, but let's not, you know, get into that, because that's a whole different.
Shayla of otzah, when you're holding by him, when you're not holding by him.
No, if you hold by the Eruv, then you're okay. You hold by the Eruv. What, for Tachshid, you know, okay, but that's, we can go on for a long time. So, for lo b'tabash ein alech chaysem, lo b'malachat she'ein nekuva, because it's a Tachshid, so you can't go out with a Tachshid. V'im yotza ein chayev eschatas. But you're not chayev eschatas, because why? Because it's only din derabban. Because midraisa, it's a tachshit. So a tachshit is like a malbush. It's but midraban, and they answered it that you're going to come to show your friend. Oh, look at this new piece of jewelry. You know, I got.
So why would Chazal go there differently for tabas sheish alav chosam, ain alav chosam, and so on?
Yeah. So with tabas.
Why is there a difference?
He says, "Lo b'tabas she'ein ala chosim lo."
Or machat she'ein ala kula.
Right.
I mean, machat nekula. What's the difference? The Chazal is being gozer because there aren't all of them. Why some yes and some no?
So they were gozer. Lo b'tabas she'ein ala chosim. Rashi says, "Chosim tzur lachtom bo, he gerus of cold over sogur."
Signet ring.
Right. So it doesn't have a chosim. So then, what is it for? It's for
tachshit.
Right. So you can't go out with it.
And if it has a chaysim on it, so then it's worse. That's a
no.
That's a mukzah.
No. So then that could be chiv chatas. He's giving you things
that.
That would be a daraisa. If I that's the next
that's
mishnah.
That's a modern Russian mishnah. Okay.
Yeah. Look in the next mishnah. Lo toitzes ishav machat hanekuva. So the machat hanekuva is the thread. So it's not a tach. It's just.
It's just a tool.
Even though you're putting it in your thing, but that's what I'm saying. Machad nekuva, lo b'tabash sheish ala chosim, etc. And those things in yotzah chayev eschatas. Okay, and then so you see the whole discussion that they have with the machat is the discussion of chotzah or. But they don't discuss the question of tofer. That maybe when you're having the machat, you're being tofer.
I'm not talking about putting it in. It's talking about carrying it.
No. You can't. What I'm saying is the way they carrying it meant that they put it in their.
Yeah, maybe it's in there from before Shabbat. I mean, it's not.
Okay, I mean. Yeah, maybe it could have been there before Shabbos, but I don't know necessarily. But Yeah, take a look at the Chazon Ish here. Because we saw that last week the Korban Nisanel didn't like the Macha thing, right? That was the Korban Nisanel that we saw with the tichels, right? So look at the Chazon Ish on page 6. So the Chazon Ish doesn't like this Korban Nisanel. He says that Divrei Korban Nisanel Perek Zayin Shabbos have cut nun tamuim. Ta tochev machad lahadek lefi shoh hu kemahadek bekrosim fein bezeh shemetz shel tfira klal. This is not tfira at all, using a machad. And bezeh mevur behedi bebeis Yosef de mahadkim mafteach acholok bemachad she'enu nekuva v'lodonu klal bezeh rak be'inyin lotzeis b'shabbos. In other words, the Beis Yosef speaks about using a machat to what? To put on a key. Right? Mafteach hacholok b'machat she'inu nekuvo. V'lo donu klal b'zeh rak b'inyan latzeis b'shabbos. V'lo mi v'losrin klal dem ayri v'shem t'chuvim v'lo mi klal dem ayri v'shem t'chuvim erev shabbos. Odim can't get a vice lit, so Dilma Shofu Machve have like a Korea. Korban Nisanel Asmo Heisha Olam Nogu Hetem. So he says that all those cases that they're talking about, taking a machat and pinning something on, is only Lagabe Hotzah. But Lagabe Tfira, that wasn't the concern. Lagabe Tfira, that wasn't the concern. So vice dois. That wasn't the problem. So he says he doesn't think it's the problem. He says the Korban Nisanel, Korban Nisanel himself says Olam is Nogu Heter Bedover. He says Ubizmano, how you go in Madirim Omde Beperitz. The Gam Kol Om, Hayu Yirei Chet. The Korban Nisanel Lo Milei Piv Lo Mar Yisra Bedover Ela Shatom. So he says the only thing they were concerned were he was Toma, but he doesn't think he thinks it's not true. So, he says that's not called Tofer. He lasts two lines. Tochev v'machat shechazusum mochiachalav she'ein ze tofer el hiduk lefi shah lo nechlu b'za adam chein amma devar v'ein lachmir klal uklal. There's the Chazon Ish holds to use a pin on Shabbos is not any problem of tofer, even though you're putting two things together, but that's too dissimilar to any form of
a safety pin.
Yeah. He says, "Osrim lo osrim alam kasha tofer b'chut." You use a chut. Avoch tocher b'machat shechazusu mochil lachal. It's clear she'ein ze tofer el hiduk. So there's a difference between tofer and hiduk. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says a similar thing on page 7. Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva. In Chibur had diapers. The Machad Shekoren Pin. Chen Chibur Takshite Anoshim the Vigdeim, or they Machten. Right, they have different jewelry, a pin, right? Yesh Bezach Hashash Tfir B'Shabbos. So he says, Hinei B'dvar HaMashem Chabim HaDipers. Put two things together, but they're not really connected to be one unit. Like, is what he says like this. Shagam ki mechabesh shnei tzidei habeged shelo yipol shemuter. Shadam mechabem krikosim klong mikroim buttons. In other words, he says like this. You take two buttons here. No one's going to say on Shabbos, I can't take like this. Right? So I'm putting together this part of the beged and this part of the beged with the button. So what's the pshat? So why is the, what's the vort? So he says, first word was Megimel Tefira. Sorry, Chazin. The low kol hachiburim him shayochim lumlechas tefira. El chibur kahad the tefira the mashra shnei chalokim beged kebeged echad mamish. There is, it's like one beged. There was when this garment was sewn together. Now it's one. It doesn't look like two disjoint things. When you have like this, it's just two disjoint things that are just joined together. But it's still two. It's clear that it's two separate things. This thing was woven together, but now it's one. The way Rav Shechter explains it, like it has to blend together. When something doesn't blend together, that's what Rav Shechter told Pshat and Rav Moshe was. Then it's not called tefira.
You glue a piece of paper on the wall.
Right. So it doesn't.
It wouldn't be awesome.
It doesn't blend together, like. So that's what he says here. The chibur of the mashe shnechel kebeged echad mamish. Kmo shel nerag lachen I told her shalahu dach medabig miyara. So kolon shasof. So in other words, if you take glue and you put it together, so then it looks like one.
If the two things, it's two pieces of paper. But if you glue a piece of paper on the wall, it still doesn't look right. Like one.
Okay, and
you can't say that that's mutter, can you?
Well, you see, the wall, I'll tell you, I don't want to talk about the wall, because once you talk about the wall, then you get into Shiloh's of Boner. So let's talk about the table.
The paper on a curtain.
On the table. Yeah. So maybe in a Hanami. In other words, say you take glue, and you take a piece of paper and glue it to the table. So it could be that would be the same, because you think, the tofer is medabik niyaros, right? Medabik niyaros. So this is not medabik. This is one niyar, yeah, one
permanent,
table.
Permanent debit. I asked the shah when the post-its came out. I asked the shah like
what?
Post-its on Shabbos.
The what?
Post-its to mark a place on Shabbos.
Uh huh.
Master Steinwartz. Not very sick at the time.
Yeah.
It was matter. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Using post-its on a paper, even though it's paper to paper.
Right.
But it's not meant to stay.
It's not meant to stay. Yeah.
So he was matter.
Yeah.
It's meant to stay a day.
Oh, we'll see. That's
for a week.
You mean when you have the marks where you wanna where you're up
that,
to?
That's something that in a week there I would use a highlighter.
Well, yeah, you put
pen,
you put
so
a the those stickies.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. So we'll see about that. So that's what he says. Should never shenazu b'zeshnei niyors toros kinyer echav or echad. Aval hadik shira prefa. So, you hook things together. You know, so just because you hook two things together, that's not. You know, hooks and things like that.
It's like the case we had before, putting on the sleeves of Shabbos.
Yeah.
The same sort.
Yeah. So that's one thing he says. So therefore, he says at the end of the paragraph here, on the top of page 7, on the right, the left side, "Chenu mamish achibur dal de pins." So by pins, it doesn't; it's not ke'echad, right? It still looks like two disjoint, either parts of the cloth or whatever it is. So it's not tefir. So that's why. And that's, I think, what the Chazon Ish was. I don't know if he said it in a different way, but I think it's a similar idea. that unless you're using a chut, then it doesn't. It's just you're attaching things together, but it's not toifer. But then he says another word, Rav Moshe. You need mashmalani is like the otam. The Rambam calls him Perik Yud, Apostle Chavolim Menahutzim. Right? You take like pieces of chves, lulav pieces, things like that, and you take multiple things and you twist them together to make a rope. That's told us kosher. That's called kosher. Chayev. Now Mafrid is a Pesil Hareza told us Matir. My time Elohim Nami told us Teufer. How come it's not Teufer to make the rope, to twist the things together? That is Chabu B'chibu HaMiskayim. Yosim Gimel. Believe me, it's going to be, you twist it good enough, it's going to be there for a long time. Chabu B'chibu Shanasim Mikol Chutim Pesil Echad. Shavlas Varasi Hushayach L'chibu D'tfir Kmo Medavik Niyaz B'devik Shu told us Tfir. But Matzil Mishiyom Shagam told us a tof v'adam. Matzil Shetfes El Kol Shabbos Moshul Omer. He should give Matzil Shetfes Blokesh Shachayv Naim Mishum Koisher. So what's the pshat? L'chein Tzarech Loimer Od Yosef Melechus Tof Hurag Masha Also Dover Echad Kol Kachdush Shirotzu L'chalkum Hu Tzarech L'Melechus Kriya. Whereas Tofer has to be something that when you undo it, you're going to need Kriya. Avsha Efsha L'fom L'chalkum Hu Tzarech L'chud. But if you want to undo the chevel, so that's called Osim Dafke Behafrada. You don't have to do Kriya. So what's called Kriya? So we said Kriya means to separate. So why isn't this called Kriya? So I think what Rav Moshe is saying is that Kriya means to separate, but why is it called Kriya? Because usually you actually have to rip it. In other words, technically speaking, kriya just means to separate, it doesn't mean to rip, but it's called kriya because you usually do rip. But so if you had a garment that was sewn together, so technically you could take out the stitches, but the way to destroy it is you rip. So you can't call it tofer if the way you undo it is not through kriya kepshuto, tearing. So memela, the rope, you never tear, you just unravel. So memela, he thinks that's another reason why the pins wouldn't be considered, even though you could say taking away the pin is kriya in Ochanami, let it be tofer and let him take away a pin. But he's saying that kriya is called kriya because usually when you medabik niyar, so say you could take it, you could say, let me give you an example. Say, let's take the following example. You want to, on Shabbos, you put a stamp on an envelope before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to put it in the water so it'll separate. Right? So there it was made, it's different than your case with the made
with other shows there with monks and so on.
Yeah, but those are the Rabbanans, but these are more the Raisa shows. So Bekitzer, it could be that would be a case of Tofer.
Putting on a stamp is
Tofer. Because Medabek Niyars. The Dabik Nayaris is the Tolda. Unless you want to say that it never blends together, I don't know how to view it.
Sounds kind of funny.
Because it never looks...
How about the other one, where if you started off with Topher, so you have two stitches, right? So you have You have to do it with the knots, without the knot, three stitches, without the knots.
Yeah.
So then you're just pulling out the thread.
Yeah.
So it's a, so then it's not Korea, but it's still a destructive, the same effect as Korea.
Right.
So then the lotion, so the chav would be that it's destructive.
Right, so Ramosha says, Ramosha's word is that, Ramosha's word is that to be tofer, either like Rav Shechta said, has to be one, two destroying things you're making into one unit. It doesn't just look like two separate things that are connected together. That's prefer. They're just connected. But tefira is a chibur, is echad, and therefore, whenever you, that's one of war. And then he, the other thing he says is that tefira is only in something that to undo it you do kriya, and kriya usually means kipshuto tearing, but you usually will have to some type of literal tearing. But if you have a rope and you want to undo, so there's never tearing in that. So therefore, excuse me, it's never considered tofer. Oh. So, but the Minchas Yitzchak was machmer in this. The Minchas Yitzchak on page 9. It says, Aldasa Sheila Binyan had Bokas Achitulim, the Tinuk Shabbos Kodesh, Harbe Nogim had the Bedover, and the Mara Enai had Dugma, Bechitul. Shalachta, right? Someone sent him a sample. The Nodi Behuda once writes in a tshuva. Someone had a shaila about a certain fish. So he starts off the fish. He starts off the tshuva. Kibalti mechtavcha im hadag. That's how he starts off the tshuva. So Siman Dal Zev Chasav Dal Mos Inyan Zev Chibur Hakitulim Mog Dei Machat. The Veis Mash Kosem Min Chas Yitzchok Kela Beis Lachmer Shalom Chaber Hakitulim Mog Dei Machat Tzach Mach Chashash Tfira. Well, Veis Gam Kim Mash Kosem Lachazanish Dem Chibur Chasus Olof Shalom Nase Olof Fisha In Lachmer Zeh Klal. In other words, the Chazanish, his real thing was Chasus Mochiach Olof, that it's clear from the circumstances that it's only temporary. Okay, Yishlom Ardoadin Minidon Didon. Maybe it's self-evident that it's going to be taken apart. So that was his. So he says. That he thinks that that it's not true. That whenever you use the pin, you have this. That's going to be usher. He quotes the Korban Asano, he quotes he says at the end of the tshuva, he says that's the derech b'kach. So he thinks it's aser. But Rav HaPosk, I mean, see, the Chazanish thought it was mutter, Moshe thought it was mutter. I don't know what you're going to do if you don't, you know, rely on this. I don't know what his kids did. I mean. Now, the other thing I want to talk about besides the diapers is the milk cartons. The milk cartons. The old ones. Today, Itaka was in Camp Hask this Shabbos. I asked for him. My wife needed milk for the baby, so I asked them to give me a... So they brought out a milk carton. I haven't seen a milk carton in where I live. They have the rings, you know, the green or the red.
Plastic.
The plastic, yeah. When I grew up, everyone had the milk cartons. Well, so people machmer, Moshe was machmer in the milk cartons. But it was known that Rav Bik Zatzal was makel on the milk cartons. He was makel on the milk cartons. So what does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe says, on page 18, Kufsos chalav and tzot says later, Shadvukim shnei tzidech, Akuf shu lumal adei devek, Lufos chot tzorech lafidim tzai yimin tzat small and small, Vachaka Moshe explains to you how do you open up a milk carton. You see, so interesting, like, the only reason I understand this is this way, I know what a milk carton is. If that's all these things we read about things from 100 years ago, we don't know what they're talking about. But if we would live then, it would be very precious. The same thing, I don't know what I would never know what he's talking about, but I know what a milk carton is. So I know what it means.
There's some kind of glue on it, I think.
Right. What?
Some kind of glue on it.
Yeah.
When you opened it, you separated some kind of fluid. Like,
right.
Earlier there were milk cartons where you would just pull up the a tab.
Right. So basically,
they still have them in the hospital in like these miniature sizes.
Which one? The milk carton. Yeah. Yeah. I told you in Camp Hask. It was just there the Shabbos. They had not just a mini one, a big one. You know, not the huge one, but the narrow one, the narrow tall. You know, but that's like, that was like in its day. Now, haven't seen it in ages. So Rav Moshe writes, so he says, even if you didn't use glue, but now you closed it. You know, they seal it. So Mela, Mistam Yofa Botal HaPesach Rishon. So you're making a new neck of Chadash. So that's a Shiloh of the type of Boina, that you're making a new neck of Chadash. And he says, the Gemara says that the way to tell if it's really soysim is you hold it upside down and nothing comes out, you know that it was nistam. So it's a steam amalia. So therefore he asks the milk cartons on chops.
And Rav Bik would say that it was made to
open. So Rav Bik would say it's made to open. That's the puparav. I never asked Rav Bik, I was younger then, so I wasn't. But I knew that's what Shalom Kasson told me, that he matted it. It was known that.
How do you know it's a topher though? Maybe his reason for asking is because you're making it clean.
Yeah, right. In other words, it wasn't necessarily al topher, what he's saying over here. It was al making a pesach chadash, right? No, because topher was done already before. And the question is it Korea or is it making a... So he wants to say it's making a Pesach. You're making a Pesach Chodesh. It was opened originally, and then it was Nistam. So if it's Nistam so well that nothing can come out, so
now he's making it back into a clean.
Not necessarily. It can be any of these things. A lot of things. He's definitely not saying tofer, but the Puparov, I like the Puparov's chuvas. The Puparov, Rayan Yosef. Do you know the Puparov?
What's his name? The
Yosef Greenwald, the Vayikhi.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So he says here.
Who is the first one again?
Well, there's Pupa that sell him. You want to say the whole pedigree?
The Ten Rav was what he was the youngest son of Ugas Abaisa. And right. The Pupa Rav was his uncle.
Aruga Sabosan was Talmud of the Ksav Sofer.
Yeah, Aruga Sabosan was an Ashkenazi Shurav who converted to Hasidus. Pinchas' grandfather was, his great grandfather was a Talmud of his.
Kessel Shriver, who lives on the west side? He's an anacle of the Aruga Sabosan. Kessel Shriver.
Oh, really?
On the west side is an anacle of the Aruga
Sabosan. Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, most of the Kunimals are.
So he says over here, so he also talks about the milk cartons. So he talks about whether it's a din of Korea, because you medabik niyaros, and then you undo, that's called Korea. So he says, so he thinks that they're stored them to be Mako. So he writes over here on page 20. He says, Atar novo lahani bakbuke cholov, asui minir. Shepischam dovuk mafidas hadvegim kedelito la cholov. So is that makabapatish? Is that Asiyas Pesach? What is that? So he says, Nirlani has died the Loshaich Nidon Likro Tikun Kli, Tere Kli Kvar Nigma, Kodim Shemasim Cholol Usoko. It's already a Kli. Masha Nistam had Bedevik Lobotom Minotaurus Kli came into Nistam back Al Das Laposchol. They came Dech Tashmisham. Lodomi Laposech Beis at Sover, that begging Lo Nigma are dying. In other words, if you're making the head of a pancho, Chveis, so you never made the head yet. Now you're doing that on Shabbos, so that's Makeh B'Patish. Again, Pasech Beis Sover. Tavke Be'Gei Chodesh Lo Yadayim Pasuach. But once it was Pasuach, so even though Rav Moshe said you soysim it, but here you're soysim it with Kavanah to reopen it. He quotes here, Kedum L'Zemetzinu on the left side, the tanner shem manichim bo chamin v'sosmim piv b'daf the circuit of so betit. In other words, they used to take the tanner, they would take a piece of wood, they would glue it with mud or whatever, so you could undo that on Shabbos to keep the heat in. Why? Because isn't it stira? Steer's kli? No, because it wasn't made to be. It was only made to be temporary. Whereas on Erev Shabbos, you wanted to, you know, they weren't so sophisticated as we have today. So they wanted to keep the heat in. They would take a piece of wood and they would stick it on the tanur to insulate. We have better ways of doing that today. But on Shabbos you can remove it, even though it was stuck with the tit. So it's not a shayla of, you know, it's not Korean Yoris, but it's stira. After Hashem leading the little heavy stira, I read. So he says, even though that was svarzu gamlin shaluni krabonem, but mashem sakin pesach hatoner. You love svarzu hayemokum lochush lasias pesach hatoner av b'chal bonem. Right? So you don't say, well, now you're making a new oven, because it was just temporary. So that's number one. So he doesn't think it's boina. And number two, we should on the bottom. We should melechas korea. It's definitely not a deraisa, because some shittas hold korea is only if korea on menas lishtor. So you're not planning to glue it. And then he says, well, So he's, and then he quotes that same Ramo. But he says that should be a Cholapachos and Nisr the Rabbanon. Because Lamaisa, he writes over here on the left side, Al Dafili Naktin and Ve'enu Shal Kayama Lo Mitzar, Sichel Adom Manek Ve'enu Shal Kayama. We know by Kesher Shal Yenu Kayama. So the two shitas. One is it has to be less than a day, and another shita has to be less than 7 days. So this was clearly made to stick together for more than a day for sure, more than 7 days probably. So maybe it should be also midraban. So the pashup shot is to say that what? That was only said, those gedarim were only said by Kshira, that they were more machmir by Kshira, but by other things, just like by the stira, they didn't. Well, the stira usually was made only for the day. You would do it on Erev Shabbos, and you would take it apart on Shabbos. But it could be, so that we saw the discussion by Tfira, right? We saw that there were two opinions with the shoes, right? If it's made she'ena shel kayama, is that is the concept of ena shel kayama only by kesher or even by other things? So we had 2 days in the Mordechai. Then maybe by other things it's also even if it's ena shel kayama. And we said the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama says ein v'hatir el b'fnei am haaretz. So he says, maybe in the Hanami, the Yish. So he says, Mashman the Medina, Ikikim Akilim, that it's Mutter, the Inushal Kayama. But maybe there still should be a list of the Rabbanim. So I guess Rav Bikma assumed that it wasn't even a list of the Rabbanim. Because I think the Svara maybe also is the. Like Rav Gutman said in the Sefer, that there's it could be a chiluk between on the toldos medabik niyaros. So maybe by the this is not real korea, it's not real tofer. It's just the toldos. So maybe by the tolda, they only made the tolda, but when it was even though you can say toldo same kayotzi b'hem, that it's usually k'nein da'av. But I guess he assumed that those shitas were only by kosher. That by kosher, if it's something that's going to be for more than a day, or more than 7 days, then it's also to untie me the rabbanon. But maybe by Korea, so the word is that it's not really, if it was made, see it's a different type of malacha. The whole malacha is chibur. So if it was, I think that's how some say. So if it was made to not to be one thing, so you can't say that it was chibur. It's not a chibur. So then that's not called a korea. It's not a chibur. So Mamela, Medabik Niyaros. So maybe this whole discussion was only said. Was only said by kosher. He wants to be said about nefesh should be machmir because Lamaisa. You can compare it to kosher. But if you say that kosher is a different thing, and here the word is that if it's made to be and the milk carton is made to like this, like Rabbi Steinwurzel's the stickies, something like that, and made to take off, so then that was never tofer. It was a medabik niyaros. And therefore, if you take it off, it's never kosher. You were asking him to put it on or take it off? What were you asking?
He's here to put it on.
Right, so you're asking how it's the Dabik Niyaros. So he said that it's made to come off, so it's not Medabik Niyaros. Even Midraban. Even Midraban.
It's clear that it's intended to stay more than 7 days, so that'd be...
Well, in the milk carton, this is, so by the time that it's going to get from the factory to your table, probably it will be more than 7 days.
They say, you know, the expiration date is...
Right. So I assume that didn't bother Rambik, because I'm guessing he held that those klolim were only said by kosher. They weren't said by... This is a different malacha, so it has its... So it was obeyed. And even if you want to say it is, I mean, this, like Rav Gutman said, this is the tolda, so maybe that's another svara to be made. So that was but that was known, that was Rabbi's kula, to allow opening up the milk cartons on Shabbos. That was considered his kula. Okay, so these are the sodas today of the machat, of the diapers, which most poskim were makel on, except for the Minchas Yitzchak, was machmir on the diapers, and because the Moshe says it doesn't mesh together. I think Rav Shechter maybe gave another example, like you put paper in a loose leaf. Right? So again, it's not... It's you're putting things together, but it's still
not meant this day.
They're not well. Even if you want to leave the loose leaf there, lol avad, but it's not chibur yachad to be one thing. Each page is still an individual. It's just
using a pin to do something that would be feared. According to those who hold that a pin is not a problem, like a cuff falls down or something.
Right.
You want to put a pin there to hold it over Shabbos.
Right.
Doesn't
that change
things?
It's not. You do it because your mamash, though,
using it to do a
melacha
of
tefira.
Right.
And it's like
the tachshis.
Heindige diapers
really
attach, right?
So Heindige diapers are the stickies.
The GoPro.
You know. So then, right. So those, the Heindige diaper, he speaks about Rav Gutman here. Yeah,
the dad has like a spot where you can open it again.
Yeah.
But if it's dirty and you're throwing it out, you should put a dot down that.
Yeah. So if you look on page 16, he says here on Goodman on page 16 on the left, Ram Dot Tzorich Bezihiris, who looks at the Rabs of the Shapsa, Shulu Dabik Tzorich Hanir Pamper Be'es Shinsvachach Mavsidim Menatino. So usually when it's a dirty diaper, so then you just put it on the thing and it stays. So Diba Kanir al Ovens and us is Lakiyim. And we talked about by the garbage. Right. But I thought Rav Abadi Shita in his Sefer was that if you throw something in the garbage, that's not, that by definition, even though the knot or the thing could be cool, it could last a little bit, and you don't want to untie it. But the fact that it's going on the Ibud, Rav Abadi thought that's considered Enosh al Kayama. But those that disagree, like Rav Gutman here is disagreeing, then he thinks that it could be a Shail of a Daraisa. Because there you're making it, you want it to be there forever or indefinitely, etc. So throwing it to the ashba, that's an important machlokas. So when you throw out the thing, if you make the knot when you're throwing it out, or this question, you're throwing out the diapers, I think everybody's making that anything in the ashba is considered not everyone's making. Okay, very good. Okay.